urgent warning to share with everyone who listens to this broadcast, and hopefully you'll share it with others. Very important that you know certain things, that in order to make it in the world that we're living right now, 2020 and beyond, certain things that you must know that will basically save you. Save you and your family and friends. Failure to heed to this warning will be very tragic. We're going through a spiritual warfare right now. You know, it is written that the war is not between flesh and blood, which basically means that the war is spiritual. It's a war between the supreme being and Satan. Now, and I'm not into religions at all. This has nothing to do with no religions. This has to do with truth, and the truth can be found everywhere, including the Bible, the Quran, any other book you want to read. You can find truth in it. So you don't need any kind of religion in order to know the truth. It is also written that the truth shall set you free. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Today, it's great that you know the truth. However, you must act on the truth. And when I refer to spiritual warfare, I'm referring to the war that is within you. There's two forces within you, the supreme being and Satan. Satan is a whisper. You have two voices that you hear in your head, and that's the supreme being is the first one. The second one is Satan, which is a whisper. Satan is always trying to take you down to nothing. So when you have an idea or there's something you want to do in your life, you hear that voice. That voice is telling you, go for it. Go ahead and do it. It's a positive thing. Go ahead and do it. However, the whisper comes in, which is Satan, which kind of take you back to zero. So you won't achieve anything that you had to do in your life, which is positive. Now, some people refer to this as positive and negative. Let me give you an example of a real life example. Let's say that you're driving down the road and someone cuts you off. And the first thought is to, well, I better not get involved with this situation. I better not, you know, do anything. I'm just going to remain calm. But the second the whisper comes in and says, I dare him cut me off. I dare him try to cut me off. Who do you think he is? I'm not going to let this happen to me. No one gets away with that kind of thing. So Satan would get you involved where chasing the person down the road, trying to cut them off to get back, to get even, as revenge for cutting you off. You know, just crazy things like that. Next thing you know, you in a car accident, or somebody shooting at you from the other car, or you may even be shooting at the other person because of the whisper that came into your head that says, I dare this happens to me. This is Satan. Satan is within everyone. However, some people have no self-control of their thoughts. Whatever thoughts come in their head, they act on it. They don't think about whether it's right or whether it's wrong before they get involved with it. All it takes is a second to entertain Satan's thought that you will wind up even dead in jail or even worse, sick in the hospital or injured in the hospital somewhere, or someone else dead. All it takes is a second. So you had to listen to that thought. The first thought, remember, the first thought is the supreme being. The first thought is the positive thought. The second thought is, which is a whisper of Satan trying to take you down to zero, bring you back to zero. Now, I don't, if you don't believe what I'm sharing with you, you will have an example. Since I'm sharing with you this now, you will have an example pretty soon to let you know that what I'm sharing is correct and accurate. So that's why it's so important to have self-control. In order to gain self-control, you also must change your diet. Sometimes it all depends on what kind of food you're eating. Like if you eating a lot of sugar, a lot of starch, it makes you lazy. and you're not able to think properly because all the sugar and the starch and all that in your bloodstream. So it's better to change your diet to eating more vegetables, eating things that don't have as much sugar and starch in it, like white bread, rice, flour, anything that has a lot of starch in it. Eat more vegetable, basically. And that's the warning that I have to you, because a lot of my people, it's written that my people would lose their life from the lack of knowledge after it was sent to them. They rejected it. And it's written that I shall reject thee from rejecting the message. So if you don't think that what I'm sharing with you is accurate, you will soon get a test to let you see whether you got it or not. And this will keep going on until you finally get it. And I pray that you get it soon so you won't succumb to Satan's witch. Satan doesn't have a will, he has a witch only. So basically that's all I wanted to share right now. I will be making more podcasts soon. You can always send me